This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the brand new August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have lots of goodies. We have a conversation with LeVar Burton, and then we have reviews in Personal Growth, and Thomas Walken's Learning by Ear column with its reviews on Creating the Good Life. Let's get right to it. In conversation with LeVar Burton. You know actor LeVar Burton from Roots, Reading Rainbow, Star Trek The Next Generation, and more. He's also an audiobook narrator, and he hosts a podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. Audiophile's Josephine Reed talked with him about what it was like to narrate the biography of one of his heroes, Fred Rogers. This is an excerpt of their conversation, and you can listen to the full podcast on Audiophile's blog at www.audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Josephine Reed asks, LeVar, I'd like you to begin by telling me your thoughts when you were asked to read The Good Neighbor. LeVar Burton. My agent had called and said, there's a project that I'm working on for you. There's interest, but nothing is written in stone. And when he told me about the project, when he mentioned that it was Fred Rogers' biography, I told him, I don't want anybody else to do this title. This one's got to be mine. Joe Reed. And tell me why you were so determined to do it. LeVar Burton. Because I'm such a fan of Fred Rogers and his work and his legacy, and I consider him both a friend and a mentor to me. And I know the man has meant an enormous lot to a lot of people, and I'm no different. I wanted to be the one to tell that story. I wanted to be the voice of Fred's biography because I felt like it would be a way for me to honor him. Joe Reed. When and how did you meet Fred Rogers? LeVar Burton. The first time I met Fred Rogers, it must have been in the early 80s in Crystal City at a PBS gathering, an evening cocktail soiree. And I remember being very excited because I was going to meet the man behind the guy on TV. That was my belief, that this television persona had to have been an act. I was looking forward to meeting the real Fred Rogers, not the guy that he played on TV. And so imagine my astonishment when, upon meeting him, it was very clear to me that that was no act, that Fred Rogers was that person. He was that focused. He was that attentive. He was that open. He was that loving. Fred was a remarkable human being, and you got it instantly by being in his presence. That was absolute authenticity. Joe Reed. Was this before or during your own long-lasting series, Reading Rainbow? LeVar Burton. It was at the very beginning, I think. We had maybe completed one, maybe two seasons. Joe Reed. It's so interesting because, you know, he's the man for Gen Xers who grew up with him, and that's the spot you occupied for millennials who grew up with you on Reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton. You know, Fred and I talked a lot about just how necessary it was to use one's television pulpit, as it were. Fred was a Presbyterian minister. I studied for the priesthood earlier in my life, and we talked often about the appropriateness of using our television ministry for the purpose of enriching the lives of kids. And it was really Fred who freed me from any sort of a conflict in that regard, that it was not just an opportunity I had, but that it was a duty of mine to fulfill, to focus on an audience of children with content that was nurturing, that had value, that was not simply entertaining, but was educational as well as inspirational, uplifting. That was the street on which Fred and I met, you know? Both of us recognized that this very powerful medium had a built-in engagement factor. Much the same way that tablets and digital devices have today, television we both recognized as a very powerful ally in the battle to give our kids the best education we possibly could. Joe Reed, tell me how you approached narrating this biography of Fred Rogers. LeVar Burton, I decided not to go for Fred's voice. I mean, he's got a very distinctive twang. And my decision to not try and do Fred's voice was based on my belief that in just delivering Fred's words, that the importance and import and magic and just the great basic common sense nature of his point of view and philosophy would come through even when delivered in my own voice. I had a wonderful time reading the book and sharing Fred's story aloud. I think it's a remarkable story. It's a story about a guy who did indeed come from a privileged background, who didn't allow his privilege to prevent him from delivering on the promise of his soul, which was to be a compassionate human being and to reach out and help others. He was a phenomenal, phenomenal guy. Joe Reed, one of your present projects is the podcast LeVar Burton Reads. LeVar Burton, I had been involved in a very focused manner for about 5 years in the business of reading Rainbow. My company had a worldwide perpetual license to the brand. We had reintroduced a brand for a digital generation. We had run a Kickstarter that was very successful that helped us to take what started as an app in the summer of 2012 and extended to all devices and a version for the web and a product specifically designed for teachers to use in the classroom, Skyberry School. So 5 or 6 years of intense focus in that direction left me feeling very much in need of something creative that could feed my soul, that could really fill me up in an artistic way that I hadn't been able to engage in some time. And I had had my eye on the podcasting space. There was no barrier to entry for me. I had an idea. I sort of honed it, refined it, pitched it. They liked it. And it was me and a microphone. It was just something that I was going to do and do for myself. I love short stories, and I love reading aloud. It was a no-brainer as far as I was concerned. Reading aloud is a really pure form of storytelling, and it's an awful lot of fun for me. And short stories, it's mastery to be able to create a narrative, a beginning, a middle, and an end with compelling characters, and perhaps a twist ending in 30, 35 pages. It's not easy to do, so I have a special appreciation for those who do it well. Joe Reed, how do you choose the stories? LeVar Burton, as I say at the beginning of every episode, these are stories that I like, and that's the only thing they have in common, that I like them. Okay, here is a review of The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers by Maxwell King. It's an earphones winner for LeVar Burton. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Here's the review of The Good Neighbor. Host and executive producer of the award-winning children's series Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton has long been sharing worthy stories with an expectant audiences. In his narration of The Good Neighbor, Burton warmly invites listeners into the life of American icon Fred Rogers, creator and host of the PBS television show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He also introduces Fred's closest family members and friends, giving voice to their reminiscent quotes and positive commentary on Mr. Rogers as they knew him. Throughout the story, Burton joyfully offers rich glimpses of a man whose greatest concern was ensuring that all those he encountered knew they were important and valued. Enhanced by Burton's excellent narration, this exceptional audiobook honors Fred Rogers, and it's sure to encourage each listener to be a good neighbor. Victoria Chrysler wrote that review of The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers by Maxwell King. It's an Earphones winner, read by LeVar Burton, and it's available on Oasis Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a quick reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's August-September issue. We continue now with our reviews in personal growth, and we have The Gutsy Girl Handbook, Your Manifesto for Success, written and read by Kate White, and it's an Earphones winner. Author and narrator Kate White exudes a contagious confidence as she explains why women should replace good girl instincts with gutsy girl ones. White's smooth narration reveals the determination and assuredness that she says are necessary for all women to own their dreams. White asserts that defining your brand and taking a bolder, gutsier approach to getting what you want, rather than worrying about not being liked, for example, will allow women to achieve the success that they are entitled to. White's Good Girl Quiz and Manifesto for Success provide clear guidance for women to stop being afraid, transform themselves, and land better work opportunities. Powerful lessons and a persuasive performance will positively impact girls of all ages and professions. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of The Gutsy Girl Handbook, Your Manifesto for Success. It's written and read by Kate White, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Hachette Audio for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Lost Art of Good Conversation, a mindful way to connect with others and enrich everyday life. It's written by Sakyong Mipam, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Eduardo Ballerini. In an intelligent and sincere tone, Eduardo Ballerini narrates timely and insightful words on the art of conversation. Setting a pace that is sometimes thoughtful, sometimes passionate, Ballerini woos the listener into discovering why good conversation is disappearing in contemporary life and how to develop relationships with those who care about it. Conversation with people whose opinions differ from ours is especially valuable. Because interactions on social media are instant and possibly reactionary, the author encourages people to slow down and reap the rewards of interacting in deeper, more meaningful ways. This book is infused with a high level of persuasion, and the audio version expertly enhances the author's words. Lee M. Arley wrote that review of The Lost Art of Good Conversation, a mindful way to connect with others and enrich everyday life. It's an Earphones winner. It's written by Sakyong Mipam, and it's read by Eduardo Ballerini, available from Random House Audio for 4.75 hours unabridged. Next in personal growth, we have I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, and Meditations for a Meaningful Life. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Maria Shriver. Broadcast journalist Maria Shriver gives a commanding narration of her meditation on how to live a meaningful life. Shriver's soothing delivery has a gentle tone as she shares her personal reflections on her life's work and how to make a difference in the world. At times, when she's conveying her immense respect and gratitude for her family and her role as a mother, she gets choked up. These heartfelt moments are deeply moving and help make her message about the power of blessings and gratitude so much more poignant. Shriver's choices of spiritual prayers are also delivered with her signature personable style, which conveys their inspiring message. A beautiful listening experience for all times. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, and a Meditations for a Meaningful Life. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Maria Shriver. It's available from Penguin Audio for 4.25 hours of unabridged listening. And finally, in personal growth, we have the Read Aloud family, making meaningful and lasting connections with your kids. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Sarah McKenzie. Sarah McKenzie, who spreads her infectious enthusiasm for reading aloud to children of all ages, narrates the audiobook she wrote to accompany her blog and podcasts. Her briskly paced reading is filled with energy and warmth, gently conveying her Christian faith along with excellent reasons for reading aloud to children: bonding, delighting in a good story, enjoying time together without distractions, and building a solid reading habit. McKenzie makes it clear that audiobooks count as reading aloud and discusses using them in her own reading life with her family. The audiobook ends with a diverse list of suggested titles for sharing with children from birth to teens. This is an audiobook that will set families on the road to loving literacy. Sharon Grover wrote that review of the Read Aloud family, making meaningful and lasting connections with your kids. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Sarah McKenzie, and it's available from Zondervan for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Tom Watkins' column, Learning by Ear, Creating the Good Life. Among this issue's collection of personal growth audios, quite a few focus on the specific things we can do to be happier and more satisfied with life. Being productive is one of those things, and Off the Clock, Laura Vanderkam says we're going about it all wrong. She's against obsessive time management and instead offers a graceful invitation to stand back from our to-do lists and take a mindful look at how we can best engage with what needs to be done. How Women Rise is about overcoming obstacles to personal effectiveness, another component of happiness. Lifted by the refreshing reading of voice pro Suzanne Torin, the audio describes how women can use their strengths to confront workplace gender bias instead of automatically capitulating to it. Beyond mindful productivity and effectiveness, some of our audios offer lists and research-based advice on happiness, while others are more philosophical, such as Midlife, a lyrically narrated meditation on how to stay centered during the slump most people experience in their middle years. Skilled performances by some very talented narrators made listening to these audios as delightful as they were informative and thought-provoking. Of course, listener preferences and sensitivities mean that one person's favorite performance may not sound as delightful to another. But style preferences aside, you know it when a narrator's performance makes it obvious that the speaker has a personal interest in connecting with the listener. Good listening and bon courage, Tom Walken. And these next 5 reviews were all written by Walken. Midlife, A Philosophical Guide by Kieran Setia. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Thorne. Stephen Thorne narrates this lively guide to midlife's dilemmas with the color and verve of an expert storyteller. His seemingly endless range of tonal and phrasing patterns is fun to hear and attuned to every nuance in the author's personable writing. Setia, a popular MIT philosophy professor, is an optimistic writer. His message, at once wise and youthful, is that while unfulfilled desires and goals may be painful, pursuing them gives meaning and purpose to what would otherwise be an aimless and futile life. He says we can't avoid the choices we make about our careers or relationships, and we can't avoid the mistakes and regrets that come with making those choices. But we can learn from our past mistakes and offset the burden of life's sobering responsibilities by including activities that have no other purpose than enjoyment of the moment. And that was a review of Midlife, A Philosophical Guide by Kieran Setia. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Thorne, available from Tantor Media for 5 hours unabridged. Our next Learning by Ear, Creating the Good Life review is Off the Clock, Feel Less Busy While Getting More Done. It's written and read by Laura Vanderkam. Hearing this Zen-like lesson on how to get more satisfaction from our time will calm listeners who strive to be productive but are never happy. The author's narration is authentic, even with her clipped enunciation, so hearing her voice will help listeners feel connected to her personal journey and graceful approach to life. With her often soothing recommendation, she shows us how to create space for pondering our happiness and matching our available energy to what's important to us. Yet, she's also a data-oriented coach who recommends hour-by-hour journals to help us understand the way we actually handle our stated priorities. With memorable case studies, this audiobook is an inspiring invitation to stand back from our crowded schedules long enough to savor whatever we're doing and align it with the things that are important to us. That review was of Off the Clock, Feel Less Busy While Getting More Done, written and read by Laura Vanderkam, available from Random House Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have How Women Rise. It's written by Sally Helgeson and Marshall Goldsmith, read by Sally Helgeson, Marshall Goldsmith, and Suzanne Torin. Two veteran leadership experts explain how women's family culture, mental habits as shaped by their communities, and experience with pernicious workplace biases keep them from moving ahead in their careers. Narrator Suzanne Torin adds some sparkle to the journeyman performances of the authors, both sincere teachers. Besides the familiar habits like needing to please, perfectionism, reluctance to self-promote, and aversion to competition, the authors discuss the many ways women inhibit their natural ability to see clearly, promote teamwork, and implement creative initiatives. Women leaders, more comfortable than men at sharing hurt, fear, and frustration, too often don't express these feelings to get ahead in cultures that respect only anger and dictatorial certitude. Both subtle and profound, these are must-hear principles for the career-minded woman. That was a review of How Women Rise by Sally Helgeson and Marshall Goldsmith, read by the authors with Suzanne Torin. It's available from Hachette Audio for 7 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Longevity Code, The New Science of Aging. It's written by Chris Verberg, and it's read by Pete Cross. Narrator Pete Cross charms listeners with a combination of self-confidence and humble respect for his audience. His reactions to the startling information in this audiobook bring narrator and listeners together in a state of wonder about the potential to live much longer than is currently expected. The author says that that evolution did not program us to live much past our 20s because our ancestors died at a young age from predators and infections. But here he shows how we can delay death from common causes like heart disease and cancer, and avoid dementia and other ailments that make late life so intolerable. It's inspiring evidence that lifestyle changes, plus the latest medical advances, stem cells, designer vaccines, genetic tinkering, will allow us to enjoy life well past 100. That review of The Longevity Code, The New Science of Aging by Chris Verberg, read by Pete Cross. It's available from Dreamscape for 12 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have Shine, 20 Secrets to a Happy Life by Shauna Kennedy and Lindahl Mitchell, read by the authors. In this striking collection of personal growth suggestions, each of the chapters on the author's 20 secrets seems to end too soon. That's not because the familiar advice needs more elaboration, but because these authors narrating alternate chapters write and narrate with a special sauce that will make listeners want to hear more. With their lovely cadences and relaxed tones, they sound emotionally connected to the universal experience of trying and failing many times to do what leads us to happiness. Radiating calm intentionality, they create the perfect space for absorbing their suggestions about basic issues, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, defining values, journaling, exercising, and setting boundaries to minimize interference from others. And that was a review of Shine, 20 Secrets to a Happy Life by Shauna Kennedy and Lindahl Mitchell, read by the authors. It's available from Belinda Audio for 2 hours of unabridged listening. And here are a few more suggestions for tasty listening for creating the good life. The Happiness Curve, Why Life Gets Better After 50. It's by Jonathan Rauch, read by Robert Fass. The Healthy Mind Toolkit, Simple Strategies to Get You Out of Your Own Way and Enjoy Your Life. It's written by Alice Boyes, read by Terry Schnaubelt. Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, How to Harness the Power of Clock Genes to Lose Weight, Optimize Your Workout, and Finally Get a Good Night's Sleep. It's by Suhas Kirshagar and Michelle D. Seaton. Deepak Chopra does the foreword, and it's read by Lisa Lockford. Well, that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll have more from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Next time we have reviews in some of the most recent audio releases in fiction, including a review of Earphones winner The Judge Hunter by Christopher Buckley, read by James Langton. And we have some mini-reviews remembering the works of Philip Roth, who died earlier this year. So until then, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.